Hi there, I'm Mike McDougall, Farm Director for WSB Radio in Atlanta. Each week, WSB Radio serves more than 500,000 families throughout America and the Southeast. In a rich agricultural region like the South, countless thousands of these radio families are also farm families. The dissemination of an adequate and well-balanced farm program thus assumes prime importance. It's our belief that WSB Radio serves these families well, offering them vital information on weather, crop conditions, market quotations, new innovations in agriculture, tried and true methods of farming, helpful hints around the home and farm, news of all descriptions, economic trends, announcements, and of course, entertainment. Under the guiding banner, Better Farming for Better Living in 1955, the WSB Radio Farm Department has surged ahead to provide the best possible agricultural service for the widest possible audience. Perhaps you'd like to take a stroll with me down RFD Radio Lane and find out how we serve these people. Come along. Well, the farmer rises early. My job, beat him up and greet him in his earliest waking moments. The Dixie Farm and Home Hour offers the farmer a substantial jumping-off board to send him out to the fields and markets well-stocked with information. It all begins early, and it sounds like this. It's 5:15 a.m. and time for the Dixie Farm and Home Hour. Yes, it's the Dixie Farm and Home Hour, the voice of the agricultural South, brought to you direct and taped each weekday morning at 5:15 by WSB Radio in Atlanta, in cooperation with the Georgia Agricultural Extension Service in Athens. This is Mike McDougall reporting first the headlines for the day. However, we feel that no day is begun properly unless it begins with a devotional period. Leading Atlanta ministers offer our prayer for the day.
Forgive our sins of ignorance and self-will, and by the presence of thy Spirit, make our wills thine. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Well, the farmer has to know his markets. He must know the trends to know when to sell and when to buy. Here at WSB Radio, we don't trust a hearsay. We go to the source. In this case, Bill Poole, the information specialist with the United States Department of Agriculture. Bill offers the complete rundown of the previous day's market activity.
Thank you, Mike McDougall, and hello, everyone. Up at Chicago today, farmers and shippers brought in about 9,000 hogs, the same as a week ago. Prices turned steady to strong after declining moderately the first 2 days this week. Mixed U.S. number 1, 2, and 3 grades of 190 to 270-pound barrels and gilts ranged $15.50 to $16.15.
Of course, in every crowd, there's always the guy who got up on the wrong side of the bed. So the Dixie Farm and Home Hour March of the Day puts the bad tempers aside and provides a pleasant interlude at the breakfast table. Well, now let's see what's on the agenda for the day. Meetings to attend, special occasions to observe, places to go, sales to check on. Well, a man who seems to know just when and where everything is happening is Mr. Ronnie Stevens, the radio director of the Extension Service of the University of Georgia. Ronnie, come in as you do each morning on the Dixie Farm and Home Hour and give us the announcements.
Okay, I have them. Home demonstration clubs first, and Hall County, the Flower Branch Clubs meeting at school at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Then tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, the Harmony Club will meet, and this is Frank Cole. While up in Cobb County, the Modern Club meets at 9:30 this morning at the Legion Home, and the Altoona Club at 2:30 this afternoon in their clubhouse. Tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, the Due West Club will be meeting in the clubhouse in the community there. Down in Upson County, the Gordon Club meets in the school, 2:45 tomorrow afternoon.
Well, thanks, Ronnie. The newspapers, you know, are sometimes slow about arriving at those RFD mailboxes, especially at 5:30 in the morning. So, right on the nose, we'll fill the farmer in on what's going on in the world around him. We call it the Sunrise News.
Good morning. This is Jerry Keene reporting the Sunrise News for the Voice of the South. Presidential aides in Denver are baffled by reports from Washington that President Eisenhower will be back on the job in the Capitol within 1 month. News Secretary James Hagerty says this obviously is impossible since Mr. Eisenhower probably will spend 1 month in the hospital and will need another month of convalescence. It's presumed that he'll go to his Gettysburg, Pennsylvania farm rather than to the White House for the recuperative period.
Okay, Mr. Keene, but now it's time for us to get down to this business of agriculture. The logical thing to do at this point would be to switch to Athens for Ronnie Stevens' first report. The first one is usually an interview of interest to a farmer. Let's see what's on tap for today.
This is Soil Conservation Week in Georgia. We have two gentlemen with us today to kindly help us emphasize that, and I think you'll be interested in meeting them. So let's meet first Jim L. Gillis, Jr., of Trutland County. Mr. Gillis is a farmer down there and a member of the supervisors for that soil conservation district and also chairman of the state soil conservation committee. Is that right, Mr. Gillis?
That's correct, Ronnie.
What is this state soil conservation committee?
Ronnie, in 1937, the state committee was set up as an agency of the state, charged with...
With such interviews as that, the Dixie Farm and Home Hour gets out and talks to the people who know agriculture, the people who are in the business. The subjects are endless. The variety of farm fare goes on and on. Suffice to say that every day, our interviews cover every conceivable field of agriculture. However, there's more to agriculture than just the story here in the South, and the Dixie farmer usually is not able to get out to all the farms everywhere, so we take him. As a member of the Clear Channel Broadcasting Service, we're able to provide interviews from all over the world. For instance, remember when the American farmers visited Russia and vice versa? Well, the Dixie Farm and Home Hour went right along.
This is Herb Plambeck with another report about the recent American farm tour of the Soviet Union. On a 10,000-mile journey behind the Iron Curtain, there are a world of things to see. Fascinating, unusual, sometimes intriguing, and always colorful sights. As a farm radio TV representative accompanying the American farm delegation, I've had a very fabulous experience. I'm very grateful for the privilege given me. By means of letters and recordings, I've already reported some of our observations, especially in the rich farming areas of the Ukraine and Russia's bread.
Well, as we said, the Dixie Farm and Home Hour goes everywhere. I think a nice place to visit now would be Rome. Clear Channel's Nash Knowlton takes us to a farm meeting in Italy.
We're speaking from Rome, Italy, at the scene of the International Federation of Agricultural Producers Conference. IFAP, as you may know, represents about 25 million farm families, and the meeting here is a general conference of the organization. One of the leaders in the American delegation, which represents all the four major farm organizations in the United States, is Mr. Roy Battles of the National Grange. Mr. Battles, this is your first IFAP conference, I believe. What's your one outstanding impression of the meeting?
Well,
farmer can work his fields unless he knows about the weather. WSB Radio has been supplying him with brief weather reports throughout the morning. But now it's 5:45 a.m., and before the farmer heads for the fields, we'd better give him the complete picture. We do that by switching to the Atlanta airport to the United States Weather Bureau and forecaster L.F. Thomas.
Good morning, everyone. At 5 o'clock this morning, Hurricane Ione was centered near latitude 42.7, longitude 62 even. That's about 150 miles southeast of Halifax, Nova Scotia. And the hurricane is moving towards the northeast rather rapidly at a speed of about 45 miles per hour. In Georgia, we have fair weather this morning for the most part. In fact, the weather in most of the southeast is fair this morning. Temperatures in the upper 60s.
Well, so much for the weather. Now it's time for some fun. We've had appealing music interspersed between all this information, but we always like to go places and to have fun. Parties, conventions, festivals, rodeos, and so forth. And our WSB radio reporters are at just such an affair to tell us about it.
Well, Mike, I wanted to assure you of what you might hear from here today because we're talking from the fairgrounds over in Lawrenceville, over in Gwinnett County. I have a guest here, Mr. David Kitzner, who is president of this Gwinnett County Fair Association. Mr. Kitzner is also a good farmer down here in the Cates District of Gwinnett County, but that just makes him more capable, I guess, of telling us about this fair because this is a farmer's fair, isn't it, Mr. Kitzner?
Yes, sir. First, last, and always.
Well, that's right. I guess that does it because the farmers organize it. They show their products here, and then they use the money that's made here to further agriculture in the county.
Say, we mustn't forget one of the biggest groups of our listeners. I mean, the ladies. Yes, sir, a great portion of our farm and city mail comes from the housewives. You know, we like to talk to the girls. They're so appreciative of little things like recipes, household hints, fashion notes, and so forth. And each Wednesday morning is reserved especially for the ladies. Manel Causey of the Extension Service in Athens, Georgia, is always on hand with some interesting guests and always some recipes and some hints. Now, this material is readily available to the listener simply upon request at no charge. Whenever there's a studio full of girls, Ronnie usually watches over them. So, Ronnie, bring on the girl.
Well, this being a Wednesday morning, I know it's a surprise to no one that Manel's with us. So it's a good morning, Manel.
Good morning, Steve.
And looks like you brought some reinforcements along this morning.
I sure have, Steve. I've got some expert help this morning on an interesting subject to all of our women listeners.
Well, didn't know you needed help on any subject for when it comes to talking, but I guess maybe you could use a little help here on what is it we're going to talk about?
Our topic for talking this morning, Steve, is what's new according to Avola.
So Avola's our guest.
That's an easy way to get it into a subject, isn't it?
Well, we still haven't introduced Avola, though, in all of her entitlements and so forth.
Well, the Avola that we are greeting this morning is Miss Avola Whitesell, who is our new Extension State Clothing Specialist.
Well, fine. And we want to say welcome to the University of Georgia's Agricultural Extension Service, and particularly to the Dixie Department Home Hour, Miss Whitesell.
And so the girls talk about fashions until their heart is content. And they talk on other subjects, too, but always something interesting and helpful. And then Manel's second portion of the program is always concerned with food. And she, well, let's let her tell you about it.
Now what about a recipe?
Well, you know, Steve, you've got the easiest job here this morning, and I've got the second easiest job because Avola has very graciously consented to come and tell us her favorite recipe, too.
Oh, fine. We got a recipe from a clothing specialist.
Well, you know, they eat, too.
Okay, Avola, what's your favorite?
Well, one of my favorites, Steve, is a congealed salad recipe using one package of lime jello dissolved in a cup and a fourth of liquid. Drain one small can of pineapple, crushed pineapple. Use the juice and a slice.
And, of course, the recipes are sent out free of charge. And, you know, we've sent recipes everywhere from Atlanta. Other folks surely must like Southern cooking, for we have requests from Canada, Greenland, South America, Australia, New Zealand, and, of course, all over the United States. Well, it's been a busy 45 minutes, as it is each morning. Now, before we go, let's recap. We'll double-check any important meetings today with Ronnie Stevens in Athens. We'll run across those news headlines again and then wrap up the weather. And with a final reminder about the interesting places and exciting things we'll be doing tomorrow, we leave the Dixie Farm and Home Hour, wishing for each of our listeners better farming for better living in 1955. Whoa, hold on there. We've just started the morning, and there's plenty more yet. For instance, WSB Radio offers a complete weather summary directly from the U.S. Weather Bureau 6 times daily, ranging from 5:45 a.m. to 11:15 p.m. These are usually 4 minutes in length, and they offer every conceivable bit of weather information that a farmer could need. Of course, brief weather bulletins are heard every 15 minutes throughout the day on WSB Radio. But let's check into some of the other services offered. Well, here it is, 12:15. We've just heard the South's most complete news service, the Noon News. Now the farmer is abreast of the time. But before he gets back to work, he needs the market reports, the weather, the grain and lard futures, and the farm headlines. The 12:15 Farm News Roundup provides just that. First, the markets. And to get them, we call on Bill Poole at the USDA once again. Bill?
Out on the Atlanta wholesale produce market, overall volume was moderate. However, there were liberal to heavy supplies of apples, sweet potatoes, Irish potatoes, and most greens. Demand was rather poor. Butter beans sold at $4 to $4.50 a bushel. Snap beans brought $3 to $3.75, and the best pole beans...
Well, so much for the markets. Let's check the weather next. And once again, we'll switch out to the United States Weather Bureau at the Atlanta Airport and forecaster Estill Crawford.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. The forecast for Atlanta vicinity is for fair weather with warm days and mild nights through Saturday and most likely through Sunday. The low temperature last night was 63, the high today and again tomorrow about 88, and the low tomorrow morning 60.
Well now, that's the markets and the weather, but let's check with Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Bean and get the noon cotton futures, the grain and lard futures, and the Dow Jones Industrial Averages, the rails, and the general market trends.
Here are the grain and lard futures at 12 noon from Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Bean. December rye, 112, that's down 3/4. March rye, 115.5, down a point. December wheat, 203.375, up 1/4. March wheat, 200.5, that's up 1/8. December corn, 134, down 1.75. March corn, 138.75.
Well, so much for that. But we still need to check on the poultry industry. You know, with Georgia being the leader broiler producer, we have a need for specific information. Joe Catone of the United States Department of Agriculture reports in from the Peachtree 7th Building Poultry Information Offices.
And now we take you to the newsroom of the Federal State Market News Service and reporter Joe Catone.
Thank you, Ed, and good afternoon, folks. In North Georgia today, the broiler or fryer market ruled about steady. Offerings had decreased slightly, but receipts from previous bookings continued heavy. Demand was fair to good, and prices held unchanged.
Well, that pretty well rounds up our report. However, there are other things of interest to farmers, so we prepare to call on some old friends of ours. They'll offer news for both the farm husband and the wife, more weather information, and some high-style entertainment. How about it, Bob Van Camp?
Hi, neighbors. This is Bob Van Camp on RFD 750. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by your local Purina dealer. We'll hear the broiler market roundup, direct from the Federal State Market News Service, poultry and egg headlines, farm and home news for the ladies, the weather report, a couple of your favorite songs, and your old friends, Helen Horn and Roy McMillan.
Thanks very much, Bob. And Helen, you're looking chipper today. How do you feel?
Just fine, Mac. How you feeling?
I feel fine. Now let's get the show on the road with our first musical request, Bob. What'd it be?
Well, it's a lively tune requested by Sarah Bankston of Gainesville, Georgia. The title, Smiles.
And that's the way it goes, 5 days a week at the Voice of the South. And of course, throughout the afternoon and evening, there's always complete weather information, market reports, and what have you. And say, on Saturday mornings, there's yet another feature. At 6 a.m., we offer Agriculture USA, prepared under the auspices of the United States Department of Agriculture in Washington. This program offers reports of agricultural doings all over the nation and the world.
The time is 6 a.m. It's Agriculture USA. Yes, it's Agriculture USA, produced and transcribed in our nation's capital by the Clear Channel Broadcasting Service in cooperation with the United States Department of Agriculture. These programs feature Hollis Seavey of the Clear Channel Broadcasting Service.
And then, on Saturday afternoons, we call on the National Broadcasting Company, or the National Farm and Home Hour. And it sounds like this.
As a service to agriculture in cooperation with the United States Department of Agriculture, the National Farm and Home Hour is brought to you every Saturday at this time by Ellis Chalmers. Goodbye and good luck to all of you.
National Farm and Home Hour comes to you from Chicago with today's special transcribed feature from New York City and the headlines from Washington, D.C.
Well, folks, that's about it. We've made the rounds of agricultural doings at the Voice of the South. It's been a busy week, but we've been lots of places and learned lots of things. But now it's Saturday night, and we're tired out and all ready for bed. WSB Radio has been a wonderful companion throughout the week. But even the best of friends must part, so I'll just cut out the light and reach over and turn the radio off. And
there's singing and dancing coming up on the big WSB Barn Dance. Yes, sir.
Darn that radio station, I never get any sleep. Too busy listening.